On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
20 minutes from now, Isaac Trotter will join us to talk some college basketball. We've got an awesome slate tonight with some big-time matchups coming your way. Some top 25, Kentucky at Louisville, Texas Tech at Illinois. Jake's nervous for that one. And then Creighton-Gonzaga to wrap up the night. So a couple top 25 matchups that are going to be very fun. We'll get Isaac Trotter's thoughts and some bets for those ones coming your way.
Definitely.
That's 20 minutes from now.
Definitely not going to throw up.
No, definitely not. And hey, if you want to check out some women's hoops tonight, we have Western Illinois at NIU. I'm going to be calling that game later tonight.
All right.
Yeah, let's get it going. Couple of teams that are off to good starts this season. NIU looking for their first win of the year.
Directional Illinois schools. Like you
exactly.
Read about.
You gotta love that. You gotta love that. We have to talk a little Survivor, as the guys do on the show every week. Joe and Sam will be back on Bet Sweats tomorrow. But Survivor time, if you're still in Survivor at all, we're going to help you try and figure out who to pick. It's hard to do, Jake, because we obviously don't know every listener's Survivor story so far this season. But we'll give you our thoughts on some of the best smart plays. If anyone had the Bills last week, I'm so sorry for you. The Bills were kind
like
of the hot play last week. Oh, no, did he?
Yeah.
Dang. Poor Paul. He made it. I mean, making it to week 10 is pretty good.
Well, here's the problem, Kate. He didn't. It was Joe's buyback pool. So he lasted 1 week.
Oh, that sucks.
Unlucky.
I don't blame him for putting it on the Bills, though. That was a spot that they should. I mean, the only advantage that Miami had in that game is that it was being played in Miami, home field advantage, which I don't think you can really say the Dolphins have like a scary home field advantage with the way their football team has performed. Like I doubt the fans there are all that rowdy. Plus it's Miami. Better things to do than watch 3-7 Dolphins.
Terrible football.
Most weekends.
Yeah.
But yeah, that sucks for anyone who had Bills last week. Panthers were maybe a play that some people had, being 5.5-point favorites at home. Saints win that game. Otherwise, I mean, the favorites smashed in the afternoon window.
I got a gross one this week.
Yeah. All right, let's hear it. What do you got? Week 11.
Now, they're favorites. They are favorites, but it's still, I imagine most people have not used this team yet. And it's who we were just talking about. Dolphins at home against the Commanders and Marcus Mariota. Commanders who are 0-5 in their last five.
The Commanders in Spain.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, Spain, so that makes it even grosser. In Madrid. Yeah.
I don't hate it, Jake. I don't hate it. I thought about betting the Dolphins.
I mean, Commanders team in their last five games, like, all right, Jaden Daniels, the phantom fumble against the Bears, fine. But then you lose by 22 to the Cowboys, 21 to the Chiefs. You lose by 24 to the Seahawks and 22 to the Lions. Like, you just get blitzed in all of these games. And now the Dolphins may be feeling themselves after a win over the Bills. Maybe things starting to turn around a little bit in Miami? Probably not, but this Commanders team just looks so brutal. Now Dan Quinn's taking over play calling on the defensive side of the ball. That always portends to good things when you got to change the play caller in, was it week 9, 10, wherever we're at? Seems like maybe a hashtag bad brew for the Commanders here in Spain.
It also feels kind of like the Commanders, like, the wind has fully been taken out of the sails after that loss to the Lions. I mean, you saw it coming. I think most of us saw that coming.
Spread was 8.5.
You lose 5 straight in the manner that you have. You don't feel like you have a prayer at quarterback right now. A lot of your offensive position players or skilled players are out or just not performing this year. Like, Debo's been not good. You don't have Terry McLaurin. And the defense, there's a reason you're switching play callers on the defensive end because you haven't really been able to stop anyone. Whereas...
because the defense sucks.
I can't say too many good... at least maybe they have some confidence coming into this week. They said the locker room hasn't quit.
Thank God.
The only thing is, like, the variables of travel and being overseas and stuff like that that always kind of makes me nervous. But then again... favorites have been winning in these overseas, in these international games this season. So, you have to be kind of ballsy to take the Dolphins and Survivor. But if you want to zig when other people are zagging, I doubt there's going to be too many Dolphin Survivors out there.
Right, and that's why it's kind of gross, because you imagine not many people. If you're alive, you probably haven't used the Dolphins yet. And hey, winners of two of their last three, trends. Getting hot at the right time, Kate. Don't look now. It's very gross, but I mean, this Commanders team, like, I mean, we just read off the scores. Like, they're just getting blitzed in all of these games where it's just not even close. So, I mean, it's gross, but I think Dolphins would be at least a look for me. I mean, if you're looking for like a big, because that game's only 2.5 right now. It's one possession. Yeah. So if you're looking for like a bigger spread where maybe you feel a little bit better, like Baltimore against Cleveland, 8.5, that could be a look. The only one that's more than a touchdown is the Texans against the Titans or the Packers against the Giants. But most people have probably used the Packers by now.
Most have. The Packers would be the team that I picked if I still had them alive, because 2 straight losses for Green Bay. Sure, you're going on the road, but you're going up against a Giants team that is garbage. That would be my pick if you still had Green Bay. I mean, I don't love the Texans. I know they rallied against the Jags this last weekend and won that game, but like, that almost makes me nervous that this is a letdown spot. You're going on the road against a 1-8 Titans team where you're really feeling good after coming back last week. Like, that makes me nervous. Still could be a win, but I don't love it.
I have, and people who listen to Early Odds on Saturday mornings that I host on 670 The Score, I've been saying touch the stove with the Titans all year long, because I've been taking them in these big spread games. And a couple weeks ago, I finally swore them off. I was like, I'm done. I'm not touching the stove anymore. Like, I don't want to keep burning my hands. And this just feels like one of those spots where if I hadn't already sworn off the Titans, this would be a spot to say, all right, yeah, the Texans came back against the Jaguars last week, but that kind of felt like it was more about the Jaguars than it was about the Texans.
Yeah.
Like, it feels like it's more about them. And Liam Cohen's, I almost said Liam Doyle, the pitcher for now the Cardinals, formerly Tennessee, nobody cares. Like, Liam Cohen's throwing the headset on the sideline in disgust. Like, it just feels like it was more about Jacksonville than it was about Houston. So I'm kind of with you, but I would never bet Tennessee to win at 3-1. Like, I maybe take them on the spread, but I would never take them to win that game.
But also, like, as a contrarian opinion to my own opinion I just threw out there, the Titans are the worst covering team in the NFL by far for the past how many years? Like, they don't win, they don't cover. So you probably should just not bet the Titans at all. Any game that the Titans are in. Either team.
I'll throw another gross one, and I mentioned earlier. What about the Bengals?
I knew you were gonna say that.
I mean, I did bring it up earlier in the AFC North conversation, but if we think the Steelers are maybe DOA and Tomlin's back in the bus over Aaron Rodgers, who also Aaron Rodgers stinks, he's old, he can't throw the ball, like, if the Bengals a little bit of a Joe Burrow bump for morale, even though he's not actually playing in the game, because you imagine most people haven't been using the Bengals in the last couple of weeks while Flacco and Browning have been starting these games. So you imagine a lot of people have them alive. I know, like, 5.5-point spread. So, again, I know I've said this too many times already, one possession spread. But for me, it's more about the Steelers, and the Bengals are certainly going to be motivated. They're not out of it yet. They win this game, and then Burrow comes back against the Ravens, as we were talking about earlier. They're going to be way alive. I think I'm going to be better, regardless of survivor implications, because I've been out for weeks. But, like, I think I'm going to have a little bit on the Bengals' money line.
I really don't hate that at all. I mean, I think the Steelers are that bad. I think their defense is that bad. It's just, can Dylan Gabriel do enough? That's
well, that would be
concern.
Tough because Dylan Gabriel plays for the Browns.
Oh, that's right. What, we have Flacco?
We should have Flacco. Unless this Etsy witch is doing insane spells and Joe Burrow comes trotting out of that tunnel. But I imagine... Well, because the Bengals have been up. Oh, man, off the bye too, Kate? Bengals off the bye, divisional game? All right, I'm in.
I've been getting Bengals and Browns quarterbacks mixed up all season long. I mean, I know because the Browns traded Joe Flacco to them and just the carousel of all these quarterbacks. But yeah. I'll take the Bengals with you. I'll take them to cover. I'll take them to win outright, actually. I'm dead in Survivor, so I can't take that. But honestly, I kind of like that play if you are still in Survivor. Pitt 4.5 at home, that's a lot. Blech.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
That is really gross.
It's gross. Like this Steelers team, like, you could, it's not done, but you can see this thing circle in the drain. Like, if Mike Tomlin already, see this, now you get Bengals off the bye, the morale boost from Burrow supposedly coming back in the next couple of weeks. Can't wait. Can't wait for the Bengals to just lose by like 15. Awesome. Great. Can't wait. Betting isn't the best.
Betting is the best. It's been very fun for me the last couple of weeks. It has not. The Ravens, the only other team that, like, the big favorite that if the Ravens don't beat the Browns, Ravens have bigger problems ahead. That would be a safe one.
Doesn't this feel like such a just Browns muck it up game? Because their defense is pretty decent. Yeah. Like, doesn't this feel like such a Brown? Like, I feel like the Browns could cover this at 8.5, 7.5, like 8, 8.5. I feel like this feels like such a Browns slugfest, gross rock fight where they're at home, divisional game. Like, this just feels like one of those games where the Browns just drag you down to their level and they just make you just stoop down to play their kind of football. And this has like 13-10 written all over it.
I mean, that's how they beat the Packers earlier on in the season. Packers were double big favorites, I think 7.5 in that one. And this is, I mean, there's a reason the total's as low as it is. 40.5, second lowest total on the board this week. Ugh. The only one lower is 39.5, Texans and Titans, because the Titans can't score. So, Jake, I will not be betting the Browns money line, but I think betting them to cover, not a terrible, like, you could certainly make a case for that.
Let's see, we're gonna have a little bit of rain, real feel of the 40s in Cleveland. That's not terrible, but yeah, a rain game in Cleveland, Ohio. This just feels like just such a slop fest of a game. Yeah.
Yeah.
Amazing.
The two best games of the week. Can you call them the best games? Bucks Bills is going to be really good. Chiefs Broncos, Lions Eagles. I don't think you mess with anything in Survivor for those two games, because I think those could go any which way. I'd like to believe
Kansas
City.
Yeah, and most
City
of those teams you've probably used.
Denver, yeah, that's also a good point. With the way Bo Nix has been playing, but the Denver defense is for real. So, I mean, divisional matchup, Chiefs on the road. Yeah, the defense is. The offense, not so much.
Also, just a tease for Isaac Trotter in about 7 minutes. He just texted me, my best bet is psycho behavior. It's on Clemson and Morehead State.
Oh, boy.
In a game, in a day with a bunch of top 25 matchups, we're going to have Isaac Trotter in about 7 minutes giving us Clemson-Morehead State angles. That's his best bet. It's a tease.
I mean, those are the early season sicko plays that you love, because everyone's betting the big-time matchups. Why would you not go Morehead State?
It's true. Oh, my God. He's disgusting. And it's going to be an under. It's going to be some kind of under. I already know it. I'm going to call my shot right now.
Have you been betting college basketball yet this season? I have not.
Mostly just when, like, smart people like Isaac. Like, I'm not in the, like, I've been paying attention. I'm not in, like, Isaac will text me player props for, like, Morehead State players. And I'm like, sure, man, let's do it. Why not?
You're not in the college b-ball lab, so to speak.
I'm not in the lab. Yeah. But now with baseball off the slate, as the World Series famously ended, and shout out to Nick Kurtz coming through for AL Rookie of the Year. Now we're a little bit more flush now to get in the weeds a little bit more.
Okay, you hit a couple MLB futures.
Well, they don't call me Jakey Rakes for nothing, Kate. Come on.
Gosh.
That one I didn't come up with myself. That one was bestowed to me by the chat of a show that has since been deceased.
Jakey Rakes. What did you call yourself earlier? Jakey what?
Jakey Narratives.
Oh, Jakey Narratives. All right. I'll get on the Jakey train.
We got a lot
train.
Cooking here. Well, all right.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
feel good about that one.
Jakey Hassan will be back on the other side. We'll take a quick break. Isaac Trotter will join us next to talk some college basketball, as we just alluded to. And then we will wrap things up on the other side with our favorite bets for today. Lightning bets coming your way about 40 minutes from now. That is all next here on Bet Sweats on the BetMGM Network.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.